Today we're talking about hypothyroidism. New research may explain why some people do not feel well on the standard therapy. Our guest is Dr. Antonio Bianco, head of the Division of Endocrinology and Metabolism at Rush University Medical Center. Dr. Bianco also co-chaired an American Thyroid Association task force that updated the guidelines for treating hypothyroidism.
Welcome to the People's Pharmacy, Dr. Bianco.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you on the People's Pharmacy, Dr. Bianco. Let me just say that when it comes to hypothyroidism, and we'd ask you to please explain what that is, treatment is incredibly controversial and contentious, and we'd like you to tell us why.
Well, hypothyroidism is a clinical condition that is observed in patients when the thyroid decreases its production of thyroid hormone. Either decreases or it stops completely. So the thyroid produces hormones that are important for our body. Every tissue in our body responds to thyroid hormone. And obviously then when the thyroid doesn't work so well, so the production is decreased or even ceases to exist, the patients experience clinical symptoms. And therefore, treatment over the last 100 and 120 years has been to give back thyroid hormone to the patients. So started many years ago, 100 years ago, with patients taking slices of thyroids from animals in the breakfast in the morning, warmed up and just eating that. And obviously we evolved. Then the thyroid extracts were made. Thyroid extracts from animals were made in pills, and patients will take pills every day. And most recently we have synthetic thyroid hormone, which is made by pharmaceutical companies. It's important that this synthetic thyroid hormone, although it's synthetic, is identical to the hormone that's produced by the thyroid, so that a patient with hypothyroidism will take a tablet every day, and this tablet contains the thyroid hormone, so that the system, the body, doesn't know the difference between the hormone that's coming from the tablet or the hormone that's coming from the thyroid.
Now, of course, that is where things get controversial and contentious.
Correct.
The synthetic thyroid you're referring to is called levothyroxine. It is known under the brand name Synthroid. There are also some generic names, Terry. I think you know what they are. Levothyroid.
Levothyroid, Unithroid,
and
Levoxyl.
For the last 50 or 60 years, I think most medical students and residents in endocrinology are trained that all you have to do to solve a hypothyroid problem is give patients what's called levothyroxine, or T4. We'll ask you to explain what that is in a moment. And that the body will take care of the rest. And if you want to make sure everything is functioning perfectly, you just get a blood test and you measure something called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. Your new research suggests that maybe that's not enough for all patients.
Yeah. So what happens is that this T4, and it's called T4 because it contains four atoms of iodine in its molecule. It's actually a pro-hormone. T4 doesn't act in different tissues. It's a hormone that has a long half-life, stays in the circulation for many days. However, it does not trigger any biological effects in different tissues. In order to do that, T4 needs to be converted to T3. It needs to be activated in our body. And where our body does that, T4 gets converted to T3 in different tissues. And in the circulation, patients that are taking only T4 will have plenty of T3 in the circulation. So T3 is the molecule that is responsible for the effects of the thyroid gland. So that if you say, well, what happens in the brain, what happens in the liver and skeletal muscle, it's T3. T3 is the molecule that's activating. But patients with hypothyroidism take T4. And then we hope and we wish that the body will just convert T4 to T3. And as you said, it is correct. In the last 40, 50 years, we've been taken for granted that just giving T4 or levothyroxine, how it's called, the pharmaceutical grade of T4, to patients, it's enough because the body will, in its wisdom, produce or transform T4 to T3 will produce enough T3.
Now, the question that has been raised in the last, maybe 10 years or possibly even less, is really do all people convert T4 easily to T3 in their tissues?
Right, that's correct. And in fact, yes, conversion of T4 to T3 exists in multiple tissues. And actually, I would say there is almost hardly you're going to find a tissue in our body that is not able or cannot convert to T4 to T3. However, I think the key question is, do patients with hypothyroidism that are treated with levothyroxine, do they have normal levels of T3, both in the circulation and inside the tissues? There's plenty of T3, but does it reach the normal levels? That's the key question. Because if we just ask the pituitary gland and we measure TSH, that's going to be focused mainly on T4 in the circulation. And how do we know about T3? So that we've been taking for granted, again, over this last 40, 50 years, that serum levels of T3 are normal. Now, most recently, some studies coming from Japan and from Europe have shown that looking at thousands of patients, have concluded that serum levels of T3 in patients that are treated with levothyroxine are actually slightly below normal. They're not normal. They're about 10-20% below normal. So that has put a lot of people to think and say, well, is it clinically relevant to have serum levels of T3 that are slightly below normal range? The true question to this, the answer to this question is, we don't know. We have no data. There are no studies in which that specific question have been addressed. So, therefore, I think this is a major point of change in the approach of treatment of patients with hypothyroidism, because there are studies out there showing that serum T3 is below normal. And why is this important? Again, T3 is the hormone that triggers biological effects in the different tissues. So if a patient has a T3 level that is about 10-20% below normal, the common sense will indicate that probably it's important. However, if you practice evidence-based medicine, we don't have the clinical study showing that this is, in fact, important.
Dr. Bianco, at the start of our conversation, you mentioned that there are symptoms of hypothyroidism. We didn't talk about what they are, but what we have heard from a number of people telling us about their experience with hypothyroidism and its treatment is people will say, I just don't feel good on T4 alone. If my doctor adds in some T3, I feel better. So the symptoms are not as apparent. And you and your colleagues have done some research, very recent, in rats that suggests maybe these people aren't making it up.
Correct. So what we know is that the treatment of hypothyroid patients with levothyroxine alone is effective in about 80% of all patients. So in fact, the treatment with levothyroxine is highly effective. It takes care of 85%. The majority of the patients feel very well. And we know that because there are about 10 million Americans that have hypothyroidism. So we make 85%, 90% of these 10 million Americans pretty happy. However, there is a fraction of patients with hypothyroidism that are treated with levothyroxine alone that are unhappy. They remain symptomatic. Even though you're giving levothyroxine, you're normalizing serum TSH, they remain symptomatic. And it's interesting, they all have a very similar story to tell. They say, I remain unfocused. I remain tired, hard to concentrate. And now, the point that you made that this is somehow resolved by adding T3 T3 to the treatment with levothyroxine, just adding a combination of levothyroxine to T3, it is correct. Many patients will tell you, I cannot live without T3. I need both T4 and T3. However, I have to say that there are about 22, 23 clinical trials that were performed all over the world, and the majority of these trials have not been able to document or to demonstrate scientifically that the combination of T4 and T3 is a superior form of treatment for patients with hypothyroidism.
Well, we have looked at the abstracts of some of those trials, and what we usually see is that the investigators write, well, we couldn't document that there was any difference, but there's a certain proportion of our patients who say they really like the combination and they feel better on it. It's certainly not all of them. It's not even the majority, but some of them do say, I like this better.
Absolutely. That's correct. And, you know, and that's it's been my experience and most clinicians' experience as well. Some patients can't live without it. Why would that be? It seems that not all hypothyroid patients are the same. And that's one study that came out of the UK showing that a small fraction of patients with hypothyroidism, they exhibit what's called a genetic polymorphism in one of the enzymes that convert T4 to T3. That polymorphism is observed in about 15% of the population. And if you have that polymorphism, you're more likely to prefer a combination therapy. You're more likely to be successful with a combination therapy, including levothyroxine and T3.
Now, Dr. Bianco, you mentioned a small fraction. But if that small fraction is 10 to 15% of the population, we're talking over a million people in the United States alone.
Absolutely. I mean, no, it's a lot of people. No, the fraction is small. I mean, it's compared to 100%. But because hypothyroidism is so prevalent, absolutely, you're talking about a lot of patients, exactly.
Tell us about your research.
So we've been interested in answering these questions that we've been discussing so far. For example, is having a low serum T3 clinically relevant? Why we cannot normalize serum T3 with levothyroxine alone? And is there a fraction, or is it true that this polymorphism could in fact change the way we treat patients with hypothyroidism? And this is what we did with rats. We recently looked at combination therapy versus monotherapy to rats that had been thyroidectomized, so they were hypothyroid. And we saw that by giving levothyroxine alone, you could not, in fact, normalize serum T3. This is not news. Researchers in Spain about 20 years ago have shown the same thing. But what we've shown now is that the tissues remain hypothyroid, even when TSH is normal and serum levels of T4 are normalized. So the brain has signs of hypothyroidism. What are these signs? We measured the expression of genes that are responsive to thyroid hormone, and we saw that those genes, you know, they exhibit a pattern that's compatible with hypothyroidism. We looked at the liver, we looked at the skeletal muscle. These are all tissues that respond to thyroid hormone, and they all exhibited signs and indications that they remain hypothyroid, even though, again, serum TSH and T4 levels were normalized. Serum T3 levels were slightly decreased, just like the situation we see in patients.
Dr. Bianco, what is the take-home message from your research and investigation into this whole issue of T4, T3 in patients with hypothyroidism that are not thriving?
Well, I think the take-home message is the majority of the patients do well with levothyroxine alone. 10, 15% of the patients don't do well. And doctors need to listen to their patients. Doctors need to sympathize with their symptoms. And doctors, scientists, need to look for alternatives, look for new forms of treatment. And it seems that the combination therapy is a valid form of treatment for the small percentage of patients. Some patients do very well. Other patients don't do well. Clinical studies have not been conclusive. And I think that it's because not all hypothyroid patients are the same. I think there are intrinsic differences in hypothyroid patients, and perhaps there are subpopulations of hypothyroid patients that respond very well to combination therapy, and other patients that don't respond at all to combination therapy. Our job as scientists and doctors is to identify these subpopulations with patients with hypothyroidism that respond to combination therapy and try to help them in that fashion. So I think that the take home is that we still have work to do in that small population, subgroup of patients with hypothyroidism that respond to combination therapy.
Dr. Antonio Bianco, thank you so much for talking with us on the People's Pharmacy today.
My pleasure. You've been